Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and ballet music by American composer Aaron Copland with the Detroit Symphony conducted by Leonard Slatkin. That opening music doesn't sound particularly dance-like, but then again, it's from a ballet about vampires and a magician who can bring the dead to life. So grab some garlic and a silver cross and listen on. One evening, in the fall of 1922, Aaron Copland and music critic Harold Klurman went to see the popular German horror film Nosferatu, about a vampire magician with the power to make corpses come to life. And by the evening, the two of them had decided this should be the story of a ballet with Copland's music. Copland says about this music, what he actually wrote, "There was a taste for the bizarre at the time, and if Grog sounds morbid and excessive, the music was meant to be fantastic rather than ghastly. Also, the need for gruesome effects gave me an excuse for modern rhythms and dissonances." From Grog, here is The Dance of the Opium Eaters, subtitled Visions of Jazz, Atmospheric and Spooky. Grog is relatively unknown, Copland's ballet Billy the Kid is one of his best-known works. He composed the music to deliberately try and reach as broad an audience as possible. The result is what some people think of as the Copland sound, while many other people simply think it sounds American. Simple harmonies, an often bright and brassy sound and lots of percussion at times. While many composers were writing atonal and thorny works, Copland began to produce a series of works which were tonal and based on these simple basic chords, which just happened to be the basis of most guitar accompaniments to folk and cowboy songs. Here's the opening to his ballet, Billy the Kid. As much as anyone, Copland helped establish American concert music. He and his contemporaries raised this music to a very high standard of professional excellence and really put it on an equal footing with contemporary developments in Europe. Igor Stravinsky, in fact, put this into perspective when he said, "Why call Copland a great American composer? He's a great composer, period." Here is the Mexican Dance from Billy the Kid. infamous real-life outlaw known as Billy the Kid was born William Henry McCarty in November of 1859 in Manhattan, of all places. He died at the age of 21 in Fort Sumner, New Mexico Territory, and like many gunfighters of the Old West, he had a reputation that was based largely on exaggerated accounts of his own exploits. The ballet storyline takes some of the key elements from his life and adds in a few things, which are nicely described in the preface to the full orchestral score, where it says, "The action begins and closes on the open prairie. Billy is seen for the first time as a boy of 12 with his mother. A brawl turns ugly, guns are drawn, and Billy's mother is killed, whereupon Billy draws a knife from a cowhand's sheath and stabs his mother's slayers. We then see various other episodes in Billy's life, a quiet card game with his fellow outlaw friends, his capture, his escape from prison, and finally, tired and worn out in the desert, Billy rests with his girlfriend when he senses movement in the shadows. The posse has finally caught up with him." As artists, conductor Leonard Slatkin and the Detroit Symphony need no introduction, and as performers of the music of Copland, they are among the best. This is the fourth recording of Copland's music they have done for Naxos, three of them dedicated to his ballet music, all of them recorded in Detroit's famed Orchestra Hall. The Orchestra Hall is a gorgeous building with outstanding acoustics, so I know I've been there, I've heard concerts there. Construction on the hall started on June 6, 1919, and believe it or not, was completed in 6 months. On the other hand, the renovations of the hall that started in 1970 took a bit longer, about 2 decades, in fact. But the point was not only to restore the building, but to keep the great acoustics the building was famous for, and they succeeded royally. From Billy the Kid, here is the movement titled Billy in the Desert Waltz. Thank you. You have been listening to the Detroit Symphony Orchestra conducted by Leonard Slatkin and music from two Aaron Copland ballets, Grog, written in 1925, and Billy the Kid, composed in 1938. With these artists, you hear Copland as it should be, music that jumps off the page or out of the speakers, as it were. Aaron Copland once said, "So long as the human spirit thrives on this planet, music in some living form will accompany and sustain it and give it expressive meaning." One can only hope he's right. To go out, here is the final movement of Billy the Kid, "The Open Prairie Again." I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.